time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 40% chance for showers with a high of 82. Tonight, scattered showers with a low of 68. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Edwards County 4-H youth leader Ava Anderson has been selected by the Illinois 4-H State Office to serve on a newly created statewide leadership team focused on food advocacy and food justice. 20 leaders from around the state will join the team as it begins its educational, event, and action planning work later this month. Anderson will network with career and academic professionals, as well as provide leadership to Illinois youth on how to engage their communities in service learning, education, and civic engagement on issues of food security and access. Anderson will also assist Illinois 4-H staff in planning the annual Food Action Summit. Edwards County 4-H members have held a meal packaging event to take food to local pantries and churches, and they've also continued in their community service by helping families and individuals in need. Anyone interested in joining 4-H should contact the Edwards County Extension Office at 445-2934. More news next.
I'm here with Darv Yoder of Interior Sit and Sleep, and Darv, give our listeners a snapshot of what you offer in your store.
We have a full line of furniture, anything from sectionals, new living room sets, sofas, love seats, recliners, lift chairs, massage chairs, a little bit of everything.
I see quite a few mattresses back there as well.
Yes, we have 25 different styles of mattresses. They're made by Bose Mattress Company, which they're actually made right here in Indiana, which they also, they make, and we have them here on the floor. We have three different styles of the West Baden series mattresses, which if you know anything at all about the West Baden Resort there in French Lick, it's the same mattresses that you would sleep on if you go to the resort.
And the Yoder name has become synonymous with furniture, right?
We've been in business, I guess. We've had a store there in Washington since 2000. Of course, we've just opened up here in Vincennes a year ago. So, yeah, we've been around for a while. We're located here in Vincennes at 1725 North 6th Street, right across from Dumas.
Stop in and see Darv today at Interior Sit and Sleep.
In other news, several people were sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court yesterday. 43-year-old Fairfield resident Joshua I. Musgrave was sentenced to 4 years in prison by Judge Michael Molt, to be followed by 2 years of mandatory supervision upon his release. Musgrave pleaded guilty in March to a Class II felony count of burglary. He was credited with 86 days served in jail, and a separate case against him was dismissed per his plea. 40-year-old Flora resident Warren S. Hallbeck was found guilty at a bench trial in February of a count of possession of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine. He was sentenced to 18 months probation, time served, and 40 hours of public service work. Hallbeck was also ordered to pay $78.80 in fines and court costs. 43-year-old Albion resident Crystal D. Kuhn pleaded guilty in March to a count of delivery of a controlled substance. She was also sentenced to 18 months probation, time served, and 40 hours of public service work, and Kuhn was ordered to pay $4,545 in fines and court costs. 56-year-old Centralia resident Gayla S. Glowacki pleaded guilty in March to a count of DUI. Glowacki was sentenced to 1 year supervision, and a separate count against her was dismissed. She was also ordered to pay $1,719.50 in fines and court costs. 23-year-old Fairfield resident Aaron M. Clark was arrested yesterday afternoon by Wayne County deputies on a Coles County warrant for petition to revoke probation on a charge of domestic battery. Clark was released from jail with a notice to appear in court. Governor Pritzker won't have to appear in Clay County Circuit Court on Friday after an order issued yesterday by the state Supreme Court. He had originally been scheduled there after State Representative Darren Bailey filed a motion for him to be held in contempt of court. Judge Michael McCaney ruled last month that the governor had exceeded his authority in issuing continuing executive orders after his first 30-day disaster declaration had ended in April. The state's highest court declined to consider the legal battle between the governor and Bailey over his executive orders, and they moved the case to Sangamon County, where it will be consolidated with similar cases. The governor's orders have faced several legal challenges, but courts outside of Clay County have ruled in his favor. The Wayne County Health Department announced three new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon, a female in her 20s, a male in his 20s, and a female in her 70s. The cases brought the county's total to 65. One person was hospitalized, 17 were isolating at home, 45 had recovered, and two people had passed away. Edwards and Wabash counties each announced five new cases, bringing their totals to 26 and 42 respectively. Nine people were in home isolation in Edwards County, and 17 had recovered. The departments remind people the number of cases can be reduced by following Restore Illinois recommendations, washing hands frequently, disinfecting surfaces, and socially distancing. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,549 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 20 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 196,948 cases and 7,657 deaths. Saline County added two new cases yesterday, and Jefferson County added one. Jefferson County also reported five people at a long-term care facility had died from COVID-19 complications. No new cases or deaths were announced in White or Hamilton counties. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for August 4th through 10th was 4.1%. The southern region's positivity rate was 7.3% on the 8th, up from 7.1% on the 7th. Hospital availability remained over 50% for its three-day rolling average. The Fairfield City Council met last night and elected Alderman Gary Moore as interim mayor. The process took less than 10 minutes. City Attorney Darren Rice explained the procedure, and Mayor Brent McGuire then opened the matter for discussion. Alderman Brett Cole said he believed the position should be full-time instead of its current part-time status. He said the city was a multi-million dollar business and, as such, needed a full-time leader. Alderman Jerry Lisenby then asked if the floor was open for nominations, and he nominated Moore. Alderman Terry Stahl seconded the nomination, and Alderman Jim Griffith, Tyler Lampley, Eugene McGill, Ralph Barbary, Stahl, and Lisenby voted yes. Cole voted no, and Moore abstained. Only a simple majority was needed, and Moore was elected interim mayor. He will take over the post on August 24th. Mayor McGuire read an emotional resignation letter to those attending the meeting, and he said, quote, "It had been an absolute honor to serve the city." He also said he would be available for consultation with Moore and other city council members, and he was presented a token of appreciation by City Clerk Tina Hutchcraft. In other action last night, the council conducted two public hearings on rezoning requests prior to its regular meeting. The first request was to change property at 1108 Linegar Road from R1 to R3. The property is owned by Kiefer Development and would be used for FCC student-athlete housing. Several spoke in favor and in opposition of the change, and in the end, the proposal died for lack of a motion. The Zoning Board of Appeals had recommended against the change. The second request was for property at 1301 West Delaware to go from R2 to B3. The property currently has a house, and it would be raised to allow a temporary parking lot for McDonald's employees during the construction of a new McDonald's building in 2022. That request was granted, with Alderman Barbary and Griffith simply voting present. The Zoning Board had also not recommended this request. Mayor McGuire urged people to complete the census, as Wayne County is well behind its 2020 completion rate, and the council also heard the first session of municipal court would be held on August 25th. Six summons have been issued. Aldermen were told there was a short period of time to issue the summons for this session, and many more are expected for the next. The council also recognized Fairfield Police Officer Craig Zerlini for his service to the city. He has accepted a position in the Princeton, Indiana Police Department. The Cisney Village Board met Monday night and recognized Stan Zidane for his years of service. He turned in his resignation from his board position last month. Cisney officials have taken time to go door-to-door to collect information needed for the remapping of water filtration plans for a possible grant for a new project. The plan will be presented next month if remapping is completed by that time. In other business, the board will look into ordinances from neighboring areas to help rewrite an ordinance dealing with cleanup and maintenance issues of properties in Cisney. The village collector will compile ordinances into one document for approval at the board's next meeting, so as to make it easier to explain all items that need addressed, including mowing, weed control, abandoned vehicles, excessive garbage in yards, and other property maintenance. The board says residents should take full advantage of trash pickup, and there's a possibility the village could bring in a dumpster for one-time cleanup assistance. The board also said some residents would be willing to help with the work to assist those who are in violation of ordinances at this time. The condition of Illinois corn and soybeans improved, as we hear in the latest statewide weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
Crop statistician Steve Parn says 66% of the corn crop is now in the dough stage.
Corn dented was at 10% compared to the five-year average of 16%. Corn condition was rated 1% very poor, 4% poor, 16% fair, 58% good, and 21% excellent, up from the previous week.
Parn says 91% of soybeans are blooming.
Soybean setting pods is at 74%. Compared to the five-year average of 70%. Soybean condition was rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 16% fair, 58% good, and 20% excellent, up from the previous week.
Both temperatures and rainfall were below normal, leaving statewide topsoil moisture at 2% very short, 21% short, 65% adequate, and 12% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Joint Committee of Administrative Rules met yesterday and upheld Governor J.B. Pritzker's mask enforcement mandates for businesses, schools, and daycare centers. The rules create guidelines for enforcing the mandates, ranging from a warning to fines for repeat offenders. Ann Spillane, the governor's general counsel, says businesses need to post signs asking customers to wear a mask and provide them if possible. They do not need to police those who say they can't medically wear a mask.
The goal here is not for individuals running businesses to suddenly have to become medical doctors. If someone says that they're not able medically to wear one, they can't tolerate it, that's the end of the inquiry.
Opponents, like Senator Paul Schimpf of Waterloo, say business owners shouldn't be held responsible for customers who refuse to wear a mask. And he says enforcement would carry more weight if it were state law.
Honestly, having talked with some of the Illinoisans who refuse to wear masks, passing this administrative rule is not going to make people more likely to wear a mask.
JCAR voted to let the rules stand as issued, and they do not apply to individuals ignoring the state's mask mandate. Aletta Lawrence, superintendent of Mount Vernon City Schools, said on Facebook Monday night that her district would begin the year with fully remote learning due to the rising number of COVID-19 cases in Jefferson County. As of yesterday, Mount Vernon Township High School planned to proceed with in-person learning beginning Monday. Superintendent Melanie Andrews said the school would continue to adjust its plan based on IDPH and ISBE guidance. The high school's Board of Education and staff will continue to work with the Jefferson County Health Department and other agencies to ensure a safe return to school for all involved. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Take a break with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese and pair it with a $1 any size Coca-Cola. Price and participation may vary. Fresh beef available at most restaurants and listening area. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities.
Nothing caps off a great American summer better than a Great American Grill Contest. Hop on to WFIWradio.com and upload a picture of you grilling and chilling for a chance to win a brand new grill from Clyde's Pools in Bruceville, as well as a Lucas Oil Basket from Bobcat of Davies County. This promotional prize package is valued at over $600. So log on to WFIWradio.com today to participate in the Great American Grill Contest. Brought to you by Clyde's Pools, Bobcat of Davies County, and WFIW 104.9.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 80. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 27,896, up 209. The NASDAQ is at 11,012, up 229 points. September crude oil is at $42.37, and that is up 76 cents. This is Eric Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 95-year-old Christopher resident Bernadine Demarette died on Monday. Bernadine Demarette is survived by her son, Ralph of Fairfield, three grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, and siblings Richard, Andrew, Donald, Kathleen, Eileen, Geraldine, and Marlene. Services for Bernadine Demarette will be held at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at the Gilbert Funeral Home in Christopher. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be at Harrison Cemetery in Buckner. Memorials may be made to the cemetery. 76-year-old former Fairfield resident Dennis M. Hoover died on December 22nd. Dennis Hoover is survived by his wife, Barbara, children Carrie Ann, Jaylene, Martin, Christopher, and Jeffrey, and stepson Roger Woolen. Dennis Hoover's body was cremated, and a memorial service will be held at noon on Friday at Maple Hill Cemetery. Military rites will be provided by Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion and the Wayne County Post 4535 VFW. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 87-year-old Wayne City resident Donna Ruth Wilson died on Saturday. She was a homemaker. Donna Wilson is survived by daughter Kathy Boyd of Sims, two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, brothers Larry Smith of Wayne City and Alan Smith of Sisney, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Donna Wilson will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at the Wayne City Baptist Church. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, and burial will be at Thomason Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Thomason Cemetery Fund, and they will be accepted at the church or at Young Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Welcome to Asbury & Associates. I'm proud to be a new member of their medical team and to help continue the legacy of excellent, outstanding care they provided for women of the area.
Dr. Daniel Moore just arrived from West Virginia to join the medical team at Asbury & Associates. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Moore looks forward to helping women of all ages with their OBGYN needs.
I look forward to seeing you at Asbury & Associates, where we take care of women through all stages of life.
Asbury & Associates, with four offices to serve you.
At Taco Tierra, bean burritos and piggyback tacos, along with cheese quesadillas and chicken quesadillas, are on sale today and every Wednesday at Taco Tierra in Fairfield, Mount Carmel, and Princeton. Add a little spice to your life at Taco Tierra. Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. A 40% chance for showers. Today's high will be around 82. Scattered showers are possible tonight. Tonight, we'll have a low of 68 and a 50% chance for rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 85. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Scattered showers are possible on Friday. Friday will have a high of 82 with a low of 68. Partly cloudy skies on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 85 with a low of 68. And then partly cloudy on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 85 with a low around 65.